Composer and trombonist Jacob Garcik has covered a lot of musical territory, from jazz to Balkan brass bands to arranging for Kronos Quartet. And his latest album goes even further. It's called Ye Old, and was inspired by progressive rock and pseudo-medieval architecture. Rick Carr explains.
A few years ago, Jacob Garcik started noticing that a lot of the older apartment buildings near his house in Brooklyn have medieval architectural details.
This building is a really good example.
It's a six-story brick box in the Flatbush neighborhood. Between the first and second floors, there's a row of plaques with images in relief.
Knights and shields and heralds.
The medieval theme was a real estate marketing gimmick in the 1920s to lure Jewish immigrants from the Lower East Side of Manhattan, like Garcik's ancestors, who dreamed of upward mobility.
The developer and the architect were selling this fantasy of these grand palaces.
It worked. To make room for more apartment buildings, developers tore down single-family Victorian homes. But a few rundown holdouts are still here, surrounded by faux Tudor half-timbers clad in vinyl siding. The history of their former neighbor's demise inspired the storyline that runs through Garcik's new album, Ye Old. It's set up by a poem in the liner notes.
Our heroes met and formed a merry band in order to defeat the evil plan of architect Mortiz Mansard IV. Whose castles dotted the landscape south to north. Flatbush would be a town of brick no more, but a sea of yellow vinyl from roof to floor.
Garcik thought a story set in medieval Brooklyn fit an album inspired by progressive rock's Rococo digressions. But the story's mainly there so nobody gets the wrong idea about the music or the guy who wrote it.
I decided that I don't want to take myself too seriously ever again. Because I just feel like if you didn't know that there was a story, you might think it was a little pompous.
Garcik grew up loving classic rock, The Who, Beatles, and Stones. He also loves artists classic rock radio ignores, King Crimson and Captain Beefheart. He says, on an album they inspired, there was only one role for him.
I'm the singer, being the trombone player.
They feel like classics that you probably grew up listening to.
Mary Halverson is one of the guitarists on the album.
There's a real nostalgia to how they feel, and they're all brilliant pieces of music.
Recurring themes connect the songs into a through-composed suite for trombone and three guitars. Garcik hadn't really written for guitar before.
I actually thought he did a really great job of arranging for guitar. I mean, there were a couple parts he checked with me. He'd send me a little excerpt and say, "Is this playable?" And I'd say yes or no.
Garcik hadn't written much for strings either when he started working with Kronos Quartet founder and violinist David Harrington.
He's one of my favorite musicians on the planet.
Harrington's kids went to high school with Garcik in San Francisco. Nearly 20 years later, the violinist was in Brooklyn's Prospect Park for a Kronos show when he ran into Garcik, who was arranging for the opening act, a Balkan brass band. A few months later, he was arranging for Kronos. In the 8 years since, he's done dozens of pieces for the quartet. Vietnamese opera songs, The Who's Baba O'Reilly.
He did Henrik Goretzky's Five Kirpian Songs. And I'll never forget the day Henrik died, we played Jacob's arrangement of one of Henrik's songs in Poland.
Thank you. Garchik says he wanted a musical career that let him hop between genres, and he's not sure he could have had it before the internet knocked down the walls between them. Making a living is harder now, he says, but making an album like Ye Olde is a lot easier.
I can release a record tomorrow that's 5 minutes long, or I could release one that's 5 hours long. You just do it in your home studio with one microphone, and nothing is stopping you.
In addition to his prog rock suite Ye Olde, Jacob Garchik has another new album out of brass band music from Sinaloa, Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr in Brooklyn.